CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. He was 100% inspired by ISIS. That from the FBI investigating a man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street, mowing down New Year's revelers early yesterday morning, killing 14, injuring dozens more before police shot him dead. And it's believed that U.S.-born military veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar acted alone. ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky.
He rented the truck on December 30th. On December 31st, New Year's Eve, he began driving from Texas to Louisiana, recording five videos in under an hour, beginning at about 1:30 in the morning. Those videos declared his support for ISIS, also his intention to kill members of his own family, but he thought that wouldn't send the kind of political message he intended to send. That's why he apparently chose Bourbon Street for his attack.
So far, the FBI has found no link to the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas the same day. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Authorities in New Lisbon continue to search for a man they believe was involved in the death of two juveniles and a woman on December 30th. According to the New Lisbon Police Department, a juvenile was reported missing from Monroe County on December 30th around 7:40 in the morning. Police began to search for the missing person when they discovered a second juvenile was also missing from New Lisbon. Around 4:30 p.m., police say they found both juveniles and an adult woman dead inside a home on the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon. Authorities are currently looking for a person of interest believed to be involved in the deaths. He is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 150 pounds. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 911. Officials say they have activated their crisis response team and are communicating with school districts to provide counseling resources as needed. The two victims of the Abundant Life school shooting, who were in critical condition now, have been upgraded to fair condition. In a statement released by UW Health, their families said they were grateful for the respect of their privacy and thanked American Family Children's Hospital. Four others were shot. They were all released from the hospital the week of the shooting. A reminder that the Abundant Life Christian School Recovery Fund is still active. You can find a link on the United Way of Dane County's website. Why nearly 200 ballots went uncounted on Election Day in Madison will be scrutinized. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has a special meeting scheduled for this morning. The six-member commission will consider an investigation of City of Madison Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell regarding 193 unaccounted absentee ballots for the November 5th general election.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl: safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jaire Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday after weeks of swelling and pain. He suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love:
that's tough. Anytime, you're talking about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. Going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 27.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to ring in the new year, and we'll discuss the biggest issues affecting everyday Americans headed into 2025.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Sun coming out in parts of the state. Going to get chilly those hours. You're kind of weather. You're going to be absolutely fantastically happy by the end of the week when the rest of us are shivering.
Well, I won't be standing outside in shorts, at least.
No, you will not. A cool down, big Canadian system coming down. Quite frankly, kind of just seasonable weather. We've been so spoiled with global warming and all that. Now normal January weather seems, oh my gosh, it's terribly cold. It's just normal January weather.
Yeah, it's been so warm. I'm still not over it.
So just get your winter jackets out, your mittens, gloves, hats. Take some precautions, as we always do as Wisconsinites, and we'll be just fine. Coming up in this hour, a little what's worse for you. How was your midweek holiday yesterday? I know not everyone was off, but a lot of people were. What do you think of midweek holidays? How does that compare with? We'll tell you in a few minutes. Invite your phone calls as well. Going to talk about norovirus, how you can take precautions. You do not want this stuff. I've not had it, thank goodness. Knock on wood. But you don't want it. Also finish up our discussion a little bit more on House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a tough re-election battle tomorrow in the House, how that could implicate certifying Donald Trump's election on January 6th. But first of all, a couple of breaking news headlines across the state of Wisconsin for you at this hour. According to Channel3000.com on the CBS affiliate here in Madison, a kindergartner died this morning after an accident involving a bus at Silver Springs Intermediate School in Sussex. This is important. This is particularly important for our listeners of WAUK in Waukesha County. In a letter to families, Hamilton School District Superintendent Paul Milkey said that the 4K student was at SSI to get on a shuttle bus bound for Willow Springs Learning Center. The district would not share further information on the tragedy out of respect for the child's family. Again, then a note to this, Waukesha County Sheriff's officials saying there is no active threat to the school or the surrounding area, and they will update this throughout the day. Civic Media News will bring you more as it becomes available. And here in Dane County, the Wisconsin Election Commission voted this morning to investigate the Madison City Clerk's Office after 193 unprocessed ballots, absentee ballots, were found during a post-election audit process. The commission, made up of 6 members appointed by both Democrats and Republicans, voted across party lines to go ahead with the investigation. They argued a lack of transparency from the Madison clerk required the commission to dig into the process. Those are the headlines we're following at this hour. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, big election tomorrow, House of Representatives, Mike Johnson trying to hang on to that speaker's gavel. And the problem is, or the challenge is, if they don't elect someone by January 6th, it is going to cause chaos because there's never been a situation to date where there has not been a speaker seated by January 6th. And according to House rules, they cannot do official business, of which certifying the election is, without a speaker. The House can't conduct any official business, as we said, without a speaker, which means there are no clear options to certify Trump's win without one, according to multiple sources. Republicans are also acutely aware that they will have a narrow window to push through their agenda once they take control of both chambers of Congress and the White House. Trump's inauguration is set to take place on January 20th, but the election results need to be certified by Congress before he can take office. So lots of backroom deal making here with Trump appointing some members of Congress, others not able to be there. There's the one woman who's in a memory care facility on the Republican side, can't be there. The open seats created by Matt Gaetz resigning. It's left Mike Johnson with just a one or two vote majority, basically. It leaves him with little room for error. If every House lawmaker shows up and votes, he cannot afford to lose more than one member of his conference to win the gavel, according to CNN. And one Republican lawmaker has already said he will not vote for Johnson. Johnson told Fox News on Thursday night, or this morning rather, that he has been in talks with every single one of his House Freedom Caucus detractors and promised those with concerns process reforms, acknowledging that it is, quote unquote, a numbers game and a historically slim margin. Johnson said we cannot afford any palace drama here. We have to get the Congress seated, unquote. Many feel confident that Johnson will eventually land the votes, especially after Trump's endorsement, and given that no other Republicans are jockeying to run against Johnson. Trump told reporters on Tuesday night that he would make calls on Johnson's behalf to fellow Republicans if necessary, but he believed Johnson, quote, would get a successful vote, unquote. 855-752-4842. What do you think of this? Is Johnson going to be elected or seated as speaker? Will there be a speaker by January 6th? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go down to Stoughton here in Dane County, listening on WMDX. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, Happy New Year. What say you?
Happy New Year, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think he will retain speakership. But, you know, you were talking last hour about newscasts and truthful and honest journalism. I enjoy your, I guess, analysis, but it seems to be somewhat, I guess you pick and choose which one you want to pick and choose, because George Stephanopoulos just was required to pay $15 million to the Trump Library and ABC because he lied. We listened to newscasters all over the country, and the Trump organization, the campaign, is going to sue many of them for the lies that they perpetrated prior with the Russiagate. You know, Adam Schiff should be prosecuted, but he's free to say what he wants on the floor of Congress, and he gets a promotion because it was a $25 million lie that he perpetrated all over, including people like Paul Ryan from Wisconsin believing the Russiagate crap.
I didn't want to interrupt you. I wanted to make sure you had your piece to get out your feeling on that. I would offer that your take that it's a little apples versus oranges here, because what Fox was reporting yesterday was completely completely false. There was no evidence. There was no legit reporting. There was nothing coming out of any source saying that this alleged attacker in New Orleans was quote unquote illegal or embedded in Mexico. It was all fabricated by Fox News. And remember that Fox News organization under oath in federal court admitted that they're an entertainment organization and had to pay nearly $1 billion to Dominion Voting Services for perpetuating fraudulent information. That, in my opinion, that's very different than, I don't expect anybody to listen to this show every day, CJ, but we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show with what happened with ABC and Stephanopoulos. That was a very nuanced thing where Stephanopoulos said in an interview that Donald Trump had quote unquote raped E. Jean Carroll, unquote, and that the legal, the judgment was for that he had been found liable for sexual assault. That judge later said that a layperson would understand that and would be accurate to say that it was rape, but that the technical legal opinion was liable for sexual assault. I believe that had Stephanopoulos and ABC actually gone to court, they would have won that. Stephanopoulos, under pressure from Disney, decided to settle out of court and do what you said. You're accurate with what you said about that. They ended up paying, what was it, $15 million to Trump's foundation and ABC or whatever it was. They paid that money to settle out of court. I believe that was because they want access, ABC does, in the new White House. And that was a way to basically make Trump look good and pay their penance, so to speak. I thought it was the wrong thing to do.
Well, I think there's a difference between journalism and pundits. And yes, many of the pundits on Fox, and they should have paid a fine to Dominion. But the mere fact that newscasters perpetrated the lies for 2.5 years you can't just say Fox News is the only one that does it. They're number one because they usually have both sides of an issue debating an issue. You don't see that on some of the other news networks. And that's why I watch Brett Baer's special report where he's a journalist. You can't tell which side of the aisle he wants. He's on.
I think of all the Fox hosts out there, I think that Baer is probably the most fair. I don't agree with him certainly all the time. I don't agree with a lot of people all the time. I've said before on this program, the two places that I think Fox News has credibility is in their polling. That's been shown to be accurate. And number two, on their election night calls. Because Murdoch, for whatever reason, has decided to spin off the polling and the decision desk away from the entertainment group of the rest of Fox. But I appreciate your call, CJ. Appreciate your opinion. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark in Purdesac. Mark, about a minute left. What do you say?
Whenever you make the distinction between, that for this, on the whole, Trump was found liable of sexual assault in this case, Eugene Carroll. And with the amount of smoke that's been generated over Donald Trump over the years that he's been continually getting away with this, that is just defending the indefensible. I mean, that splitting hairs over this, and ABC didn't do the right thing in settling that lawsuit, period. I mean, they should have just taken it to court, and the layperson would, because we all know women that have been subjected to that kind of sexual assault, whether they want to admit it or not. I mean, that.
Agree, Mark. I'm against the clock, Mark, but yes, absolutely agree. Come on back, a little What's Worse for You, your chance to weigh in on the lighter side of the news right here on Civic Media's Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
One minute to midnight, 1 minute to go, 1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. What'd you dial up there, Zomer?
Let's Start the New Year Right by Bing Crosby from the Holiday Inn soundtrack.
Listen, I've never heard this song. Let's listen.
Let's begin. Kissing the old year out. Kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite.
Very nice. Yeah. Here we go.
How can our love go wrong if
lots of ways.
We start the new year right.
Nicely done, Mr. Zomer. Start the New Year Right by Bing Crosby. I never heard, I bet your friend Jeff Perry has heard it because he's a music aficionado.
He probably has.
And speaking of starting the New Year Right, at least here in the Madison station, there was an advertisement for testosterone. And Perry says during the break on Facebook, what does he say here? It says, and I joked around.
Start taking testosterone and then update every day on, you know, what the effects are.
Right. I could take it on the show and then report, do I feel any different? And Perry says, I'm on board with the testosterone segment, Todd. I think we got something here. But the problem is if it didn't do anything for me, then people wouldn't like that.
Well, but still, you still learn something.
But you don't want, you know.
You know, our focus group likes it, a.k.a. Jeff Perry.
Our focus group, yeah. All right, so there you go. Ways to start the new year right. Take some testosterone supplement.
Not regulated by the FDA.
Please don't try this at home. What else we got there on the text line? Anything else here? Yeah, I guess, I mean, just some comments from Dana LaCrosse. We appreciate that. Yes, by the way, the flags are going to be at half mast on Inauguration Day out of respect for Jimmy Carter, who will be laid, former President Carter, laid to rest on Thursday of this week. So we'll bring you highlights from that if it doesn't happen during the show. It may be one of the few or last times that all living presidents are together. Living, that Jimmy Carter is gone, it is former and incoming President Trump, current, soon to be former President Biden, former President Obama, former President Bush, W. Bush, and former President Clinton. All five are expected to be at the event. Perry says every testosterone segment could be introduced with a Bing Crosby song. I heard that he didn't need it. I heard that Crosby was a ladies' man. That was kind of the rumor around Hollywood.
I mean, yeah. I mean, with...
I mean, you're suave and debonair. And with a voice like that and a pipe.
Absolutely.
Who, I mean, back in the day, you realize that Bing Crosby was like... He was like the Taylor Swift of the 50s. He was the biggest thing out there. Recording, television, were the pioneers of television. Live acts as well. And I read this. I don't know why I read this. And Troy in Mount Horeb says, I'm 100% with Jeff. That would be a great segment. Oh, Lord. All right, we'll see. This is true. I did not know this. Bing Crosby died in Spain. He had gone to a recording session, his last recording session in England, and he went across the channel, went to Spain to play golf, and played a round of golf. And the last thing he said was, that was a great round of golf, boys. Let's go have a Coca-Cola. And he got out of his cart, died of a heart attack.
Wow.
I'm serious. That's a true
iconic
story.
Last words, though.
Right? Right? Let's have a why Coke hasn't picked up on, well, he died after he said it, but let's have a Coca-Cola, boys. Boom, gone. Bing Crosby. But I mean, how great was that? He did a recording session, he was working and played golf, and
seems like a great last day.
No suffering,
last
just
couple
gone.
Days.
Jeff Perry also says he's on a roll today, by the way. I knew he would know this. Perry says Bing Crosby was one of only a handful of artists to sell over 1 billion units with a B. And think about that for a second. In Bing Crosby's time, there was no internet. There was no social media. The only way that they were disseminating his recordings was on vinyl and over terrestrial radio to gin it up. Think of 1 billion units without any help from the internet. I mean, I don't know. There's really no way to kind of like equate that into current sales, but think about that for a second. You know how somebody says, well, you know, $50 in 1950, and then you make account for inflation is $300 today or whatever it is. It'd be interesting to somehow calculate and see what 1 billion units, if there is a way to calculate that in today's terms, it would be the highest sales of all time, I would think.
Certainly up there. I mean, I don't know if you can make that calculation just because how media has changed so much. I know we talked about it with Trigvi, the shared experience of everybody watching the MASH finale, for example, or everybody listening to Bing Crosby or watching his show. That just doesn't really happen anymore.
Right. All right, let's do this quick before the commercial. Here's what's worse. Let's go. All right, time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, but your chance to have your voice heard across Wisconsin on our statewide radio network and around the world on the Civic Media app. We'll take your phone calls after the break. What's worse? Midweek, of course, yesterday, Wednesday, January 1st, a lot of people had it off, a holiday. What's worse? A midweek holiday or middle managers? What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
You know, they're both things that get in the middle of your business and mess you up.
Right? That's true. Not here, of course, we have to say in full disclosure.
The stereotypical middle manager.
It could be. In some places. Not in some places. What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Chris, listening on WMDX in Madison, middle managers. Middle managers mess things up. Because it's not ill intentioned, you understand. It's just people, it's just like layers. What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? 855-752-4842 to take us to the break. The very wonderful Bing Crosby.
News from the center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Democrats have repeated a talking point that 83% of Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited the top 1%, but that's not quite right. Here's Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young with a fact check.
Higher-income Americans saw significant savings from the 2017 tax law signed by President Donald Trump, but the top 1% have not received 83% of the benefits, as U.S. Representative Mark Pocan recently claimed. The Tax Policy Center projected the top 1% will receive 25% of the tax cut in 2025 and 83% by 2027, but that's after most individual cuts expire. Corporate tax cuts benefiting wealthier individuals would remain. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a tax cut will be on the Republican agenda in the next legislative session. Incoming 87th Assembly District Representative Brent Jacobson says he's on board with the reduction in the state income tax as part of the new two-year budget, including cuts on retirement benefits and middle-class earners.
If you're married, filing jointly is like income between $33,000 and like $400,000. A lot of people fall in that range. And if you can give them a tax break, again, it's more money going back into the economy or saving for retirement.
Jacobson says tax breaks are appropriate at a time when prices have surged. He feels voters sent a message to the state Democratic Party in the last election, and Governor Tony Evers should listen. Last summer, Evers signed a budget that cuts income taxes by $175 million over the next 2 years, a fraction of what Republican lawmakers had proposed.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 27.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, hard to believe, the one-year anniversary of Matinair on air. We're going to celebrate and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on January 2nd, 2025. Nicely done, Zomer. Stuck in the middle. We're right in the middle of our what's worse for today. What's worse? Midweek holidays, like yesterday's January 1st, New Year's Day, or middle managers? What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it? Now's a perfect time to download it. It's free, won't cost you a dime, cero, nada, not a thing. Simply go to your Android or Apple device, go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media, it'll pop up, little CM logo, click on it, takes less than a minute, as we say, it's free, and then open it up. The first 11 stations are where you will find Zomers and I every day, noon until 2, Monday through Friday. You'll see, so click on any one of those. Then you'll see a little text icon. You click on that, write your message, make it nice, and hit send. So what's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? Todd, listening in Oshkosh, WISS, middle managers, wow. LOL.
Now, I want to put it out there.
He's not a middle manager.
A station manager is very different from a middle manager. Right. Like, you are a manager, right. Not a middle manager.
Right. As we said, this is not particular to our own company, just in general. And I don't write these. Midweek holidays or middle managers. What's worse? Llama in from WMDX in Madison says, as a middle management, that hurts. Look, I've been middle management. At L.L. Bean, I was a middle manager. WISS, Jim in Appleton says middle managers, without a doubt. Sherry, listening on WAUK from Horicon. Sherry says, a midweek holiday. I forgot my Discover payment because days are off. Now, see, that's a great... I was home.
It messes you up.
Yep. Mom was trying to think of payments, and she was like, oh, you know. So there you go. There's a vote for midweek holidays. We're asking, what's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? Dave in New Berlin, middle managers. Matt, listening on WMDX in Middleton. Middle managers, of course, often unnecessary and should be interviewed by the fools in the Trump Doge Department. A very partisan take. Now, see, there's a good example. What do we need Musk and Ramaswamy as billionaires, or at least Musk is, as middle managers for the Department of Efficiency? That ain't going to work. I agree with Matt on that. Sherry and Horicon said, I had to pay extra. Oh, geez. Don't you hate that when you forget a bill and then you got to pay a fee?
Yeah, the fees. Yeah, auto pay is very convenient.
Yeah, I know. What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? Listening on WMDX, AJ in Madison says, talk about the flu. We're going to get... Is it the flu? Is norovirus a flu?
It is not, but there's also the whole bird flu thing going on. So it could be either of those.
All right. I have not gotten the bird flu, but I have had someone give me the bird. So there's that. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week, which is only tomorrow. What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? 855-752-4842. Mike, listening in Madison. Mike, what's worse?
That question, it's like, what's worse, a bee sting or being shot? I can't see how any.
You don't like either one.
How anybody would. I mean, obviously, I don't care if it's the middle of the week. I'll take a holiday any day of the week before a middle manager. I'll take the holiday, brother.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your listenership. Mike in Madison, 855-752-4842. What's worse, holidays or middle managers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. As I said, I myself was a middle manager. I was L.L. Bean. I was just a man. I was the middle manager that oversaw you know, like the training for our new hires, but I had to report to the assistant manager, then the main store manager. So I've been in it's not an easy place to be.
I think it really depends on the company.
Yes.
If it's a company that is growing and needs more people to oversee people, like one person cannot be at L.L. Bean seeing everything that happens 24 hours a day because there's too much. So you need middle management.
Yeah, now, I think you've hit on something.
The problem is that a lot of companies have people who they don't want to fire but aren't doing good at their jobs, and so they promote them up out of their bad role.
There you go.
And they become middle managers who just go there to like poke around and tell people what to do when they don't know what they're doing. And that's that's where it's bad.
I think you've landed on something, Somers. 855-752-4842. What's worse, midweek holidays like yesterday or middle managers? You can also text into the show via the Civic Media app. You can download it for free at the Civic. Go to your app store on Apple or Android. All right, AJ, listening in Madison on WMDX. Going to talk about health. And you can still call or text on what's worse as well. Now, this is news you can use. All right. According to the Associated Press, cases of a wretched stomach bug are surging in parts of the United States this winter, according to government data. The most recent numbers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show there were 91 outbreaks of norovirus during the week of December 5th, up from 69 outbreaks the last week of November, and has only risen since then. Numbers over the past few years show a maximum of 65 outbreaks reported during the first week of December. A norovirus infection. Here's how you know you're dealing with a norovirus. Didn't I have that in my computer for a while? Wasn't there a norovirus app? Or is that Norton? Isn't that Norton? I'm not sure.
A Norton antivirus and norovirus.
Two different things.
Yeah.
All right. A norovirus infection is characterized by sudden vomiting and diarrhea. And look, as Joe Biden says, I'm not joking around. I'm not kidding around. Why am I laughing? Because, you see, I laugh about it, and then sure is enough, I'm going to come down with this. And I've talked to a couple of people that have had this, by the way. Not fun at all, because you get it coming out both ends.
Yeah.
And then what do?
You get dehydrated so fast. In the past,
When
people got norovirus, they just died.
Good.
Like,
gosh,
because
we don't want that.
Now you can stay hydrated, and you can go to the hospital. If you got to go to the hospital, then go. They'll get you fluids. One person I know who had norovirus went in, and she had to get 4 bags of fluids via IV.
Good gosh.
She was not doing great.
But see, now if you go to the clinic or the urgent care, now they got the CVS going around, or RVS, whatever it's called.
RSV.
RSV, that's it. Yeah. If you get the RSV, you might have to go to CVS. And if they don't have what you want, you're going to be SOL.
And also, I'm not trying to scare people. I'm not like, you're going to get sick and die.
Right.
I'm just saying, make sure
it's
if you got to come out of both ends.
Despite Todd, it is serious stuff.
Yes, take care of yourself.
Right. So a norovirus infection is characterized by sudden vomiting or diarrhea. Outbreaks are often seen on cruise ships, in congregate living situations like nursing homes and jails, as well as schools and places where people are close together. And see, here's the problem. We've all gone to see the grandparents or the family. We've gone to office parties and whatnot. We've been exposed. You understand? We've been exposed. And that's where this stuff breaks out. So here are a few things to know about the norovirus. What is it? It is the leading cause of foodborne illnesses in the United States, responsible for 58% of such infections acquired in the country each year, according to the CDC. I know this from having worked in the restaurant industry. And this is, you know, people say, oh, I went somewhere and got food poisoning. It might not have been the food was ill-prepared. It might have been, speaking of middle management or whatever, you've got people in the restaurant industry that are saying, hey, we're short-staffed. You have to come in whether you're sick or not, or you're going to lose your job. So then people come in and they're sick and they cough or sneeze or forget to wash their hands, and that gets into your food and boom, you're sick. All right. Norovirus infections are caused by a group of viruses that spread easily with as few as 10 viral particles having the ability to make someone sick, according to health experts. There are about 2,500 norovirus outbreaks reported annually in the U.S. The outbreaks can occur throughout the year, but are most common from now through April. along with vomiting and diarrhea. Common symptoms include nausea, stomach pain, body ache, headache, and a fever. So how do you get it? And this is important. More norovirus outbreaks occur when people are already infected, spread the virus to others by direct means, such as through sharing of food or eating utensils. Outbreaks can also be spread through food, water, or on contaminated surfaces. So number one, this time of year, don't say, you know, oh, can I have a sip of your bubble tea? That's just not a good idea, right? I guess unless you're a partner with someone and you're kissing them anyway.
I was going to say, if you're already going to get whatever
right.
they got.
Right, right. But you just don't share utensils. Don't eat each other's food. And here's the big thing, right, is people will cough or sneeze and then they touch a doorknob. So, like, wash your hands this time of year, especially if you're out in public before. And here's the thing that makes people sick a lot. They don't realize. Try to be conscious of this. It'll drive you nuts. Think about how many times we touch our face every day. Like we itch our eyes or we scratch our face or our mouth or whatever, or rub our nose.
I just did a little bit ago and I was like, oh, what am I doing? We're just talking about not doing this.
Because you're touching a surface that's public and then you do that and that's how a lot of this gets spread. So especially if you're out in public, whether you're shopping or whatever, and you're touching doorknobs this time of year, wash your hands or have sanitizer with you before, you know, as soon as you get done with it. That's one way to stop this. The illness is caused by norovirus. It starts suddenly with symptoms developing 12 to 48 hours following exposure to the virus. Most people get better within 1 to 3 days and recover fully. But with 19 to 21 million illnesses each year in the U.S., norovirus nevertheless causes an average of 900 deaths and 109,000 hospitalizations annually, mostly among adults aged, you guessed it, 65 and older. It also leads to 465,000 emergency room visits, mostly involving young children. So, you know, all people are susceptible. Young children, senior citizens with weakened immune systems are most at risk. As Zahmer said, dehydration. You don't want to get dehydrated with all the vomiting and diarrhea. There is no medication to treat norovirus. Rehydration is recommended by drinking water and other fluids, with the exception of coffee, tea, and alcohol.
Yeah, you don't want stuff that's going to make you, you know, excrete even more.
Right. So how can you protect yourself? As we said, rigorous and frequent hand washing is the best defense against norovirus during the peak winter season. Scrubbing the hands with soap and warm water for 20 seconds before meals and scrubbing surfaces with household disinfectant could also help. Back when I worked in the restaurant industry, we were always taught, I went through the food safety class. In fact, I scored so high, Mr. Zahmers. I don't brag about myself often. I scored a 94. On the test, which I'm qualified to teach it. So the way we always taught us, not as good as, you know, not probably not as good as a surgeon, but in the food industry, you go to the sink, the hand sink, and put soap on, and then wash the front and then the back, and basically two rounds of ABCs. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, L, P, and go through it twice and then rinse. And you want to get, you know, run the nails and between the fingers and all that. So
maybe a little up the wrist.
A little up the wrist, yeah. Nothing to, and again, people with weakened immune systems, particularly the young and the elderly, are very susceptible. So we're joking around a little bit about it, but it is serious business, and that's why the best thing you can do this time of year is wash your hands, or if you don't have access to a sink, the second best thing is, you know, don't get the cheap off-brand stuff from wherever. buy like legit Purell or you know, hand wash or sanitizer.
Germex, I think, is another good one.
Yeah,
exactly. That might also be Purell. I'm not sure.
So take care of yourselves, folks. That's the big takeaway here. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show after this. It's the All-Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we will have some CBS News or ABC News for you, depending upon which of our great stations across the Civic Media statewide radio network that you're listening to, or around the world on the Civic Media app. And then some sports, Mike Clemens. We didn't really get a chance to, we had a lot going on today. Lots going on in sports. In fact, the Sugar Bowl, which was delayed appropriately last night by the terrorist attack in New Orleans. It's going to be played about an hour from now at 3 o'clock on ESPN. It'll be Georgia taking on Notre Dame, which, of course, seems secondary to all the tragedy going on in New Orleans right now, but that game will be played. Packers, big game against the Bears this weekend. Mike Clemens has been updating us on that. Jair Alexander appears out for the season after getting some knee surgery. They're saying he could come back for the Super Bowl if the Packers got that far. But, boy, I'm not sure they're going to make it that far.
It'll be interesting to watch.
It'll be very interesting to watch. But Mike Clemens, of course, has all the details on that. For us, of course, beating the Bears is a little bit like Ohio State beating Michigan. If you beat the Bears, the season is a success.
You don't want to. Also, like, if you beat the Bears, the season is a success. If you don't beat the Bears, you need to go home and rethink your life.
Right. People take it very seriously. And then coming up after the news, weather and sports update, it is the Maggie Dawn Show, of course, every afternoon with Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia Show. Pete Schwab up there at the great station, WGBW in Green Bay with Nightlight. I listened to some of the show over the weekend or over the holiday. It's just a great program. He and Conrad do a great job. It's always great conversation and interesting guests. Give it a listen. If you're not in the Green Bay area, you can hear it, of course, on the Civic Media app via all of our talk stations and, of course, on WGBW, the talk of Green Bay, as they say up there in Green Bay.
You know what tomorrow is, Todd? What's
tomorrow?
January 3rd. But no, you know what tomorrow is? It is the one-year anniversary of Matt and Air on Air.
Yes, thank you for saying that. I heard that right before we went on. So congratulations early to our friend Jay Matt and Air and Greg Bach and Kelvin doing a great job down there. And yes, we should, you know, see if I'd known in advance, I would have got her a gift. But now I guess I could Amazon something if it's overnight.
You could go and buy something and drive it over there.
Driving to Racine Kenosha tonight. Maybe.
That would be a lot.
Or maybe I'll just wait until I see her next time.
That's probably the best move.
We'll celebrate with a bottle of something.
Maybe we can 3D print her another Jabba the Hutt with Elon Musk's face.
Right.
Exactly. They have one, but you can't have too many.
But in all seriousness, congratulations to the 1 year anniversary of Matt Nair on air yesterday.
Tomorrow.
A couple more texts coming in. Our what's worse question of the day. What's worse, midweek holidays or middle managers? Catching up here. Who is this in WMDX? I believe it is AJ in Madison says, I would say middle management, and I think they like when I'm more or less in charge, even though we like our bosses. You can learn how to manage up and live with middle managers. Middle of the week just messes up a good holiday. All right, that's Jeff in Madison saying that one. I split the comments there. Sorry about that, AJ and Jeff, but I appreciate you listening and texting in. Dana in La Crosse says, I just had 8 days off for vacation and happened to catch the crud, speaking of the norovirus, while I was on vacation. Today is my first day back to work after the holiday, feeling pretty terrible, but I have to come in, otherwise I'll lose all of my holiday pay. Oh my gosh, Dana. I'm sorry to hear that. It's no fun to be sick over the holidays and then have to feel like you got to come back.
Yeah, just keep trucking.
A random thought of a consciousness from David Berlin, New Berlin. He says, Todd, be certain to toast the bread for your peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. It matters. Let the bread cool as not to melt the peanut butter. There's some cooking advice there. Also, what have we got here? He says, I love texting my random thoughts.
Yes, and Jeff Perry commented on Facebook, hearing us read about this peanut butter and pickle situation over the break. He says, A peanut butter and pickle might cause me to have many of those virus symptoms.
Yes, for me as well, Perry. I think that's right. Here, Jeff Perry and I both enjoy the Brewers. Here's some news to end the show on. FanDuel Sports Network will broadcast Brewers games in 2025 for television. FanDuel Sports Network will continue its partnership with Milwaukee Brewers to broadcast games in 2025. As it was announced, you might have missed it, it was on New Year's Eve they announced this. Quote, the media landscape is complex and evolving rapidly, but our top priority is to ensure the Brewers games are available to fans regardless of where they live and how to connect them to the broadcast, unquote, according to the Brewers president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger. This comes after Bally Sports was rebranded as FanDuel Sports after the Diamond Sports went Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings earlier this year. So it appears now, isn't this interesting how all this bankruptcy stuff, it appears now basically it's all the same people doing it just under a different name.
Yeah, pretty much. Bankruptcy is a weird animal.
Yeah. So, the good news is I don't know. This was all the weird stuff. Because Bally Sports was only on Spectrum and you couldn't watch it if you have YouTube TV. So there's no details here whether FanDuel Sports will be more widely available for television. But I'll tell you right now, the best way to take in your Milwaukee Brewers baseball right here on Civic Media, as many of our stations, including Richland Center, WRCE, carry the Milwaukee Brewers every year, a couple other stations along the way. And Bob Uecker set to be back on some of those games at home. Jeff Levering, what a great crew. So you can listen to the games right here on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network all season long. Pitchers and catchers report next month. Think about that, Zomers. Now that we're in January, pitchers and catchers reporting next month. So, exciting news. A good upbeat story to end the show on. Great show today. Appreciate you all being here. Thanks to Zomers. Thanks to all of you for weighing in, calling in, and participating. Always enjoy everyone being with us. Tomorrow, our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World pops in with a humorous look at the week in review. Take your phone calls as well. For all of us here at the show, and to all of you, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to ring in the new year, and we'll discuss the biggest issues affecting everyday Americans headed into 2025.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. Bourbon Street has reopened after the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans, and it's now believed the killer acted alone.
In a dramatic about-face, investigators now believe the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's Eve celebrants on Bourbon Street did not have an accomplice. But FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Reyes says,
what I can tell you right now is that he was 100% inspired by ISIS.
Which accounts for the black ISIS flag flying from his rented pickup truck as Shamsuddin Jabbar plowed into a crowd of people before he was shot dead by police. Jim Ryan, ABC News, New Orleans.
Today, more than 1,000 law enforcement officers poring over data, including surveillance interviews and video posted online. The FBI says Jabbar drove from Houston to New Orleans on Tuesday evening and posted several videos proclaiming his support for ISIS and mentioning he joined ISIS before this summer. This is ABC News.
You can always